Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a friend. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks joining us.
The remake of this song better than the original by Mario.
I never heard the remake.
Wow. It was a classic in my childhood.
Oh. I tell you no.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard it?
Probably.
Okay. It wasn't memorable.
Yeah, it wasn't better than the original.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I'm an original guy. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, gents? Y'all got a full house today, huh?
What up, CJ? It's good to hear from you, man.
What's up, CJ?
What's good? Hey, and that version is the best version, even though I know you rolled me in song in the car before.
Well, I was going to say, when I saw CJ in Texas, I put on Southside by Ashanti and Lloyd, and Mario is a similar version to that, I guess.
Nah, you should be playing Southside, the Texas version, that's what I'm saying. Hey. To kind of preface off what I want to say, I need to get some Ike juice going.
Drinking that Ike juice. Don't do that very much anymore. Yeah.
Good job by Ben with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
why we don't play it.
We've been hearing everybody talk about the four wins, just take the four wins, which I love. Like, hey, we want to get stacked all the wins we can. But those four wins and the way the passing game has been going, it's been one of those things where it's like people got on beer goggles. They're drunk with it. They're like, you're telling me I'm seeing something I'm not seeing.
I agree with you.
So the same thing with us and people who think like me when it comes to A.J. Brown, I think it can work out. So I'm going to have my beer goggles on and be like, hey, I've been a fan long enough to know what it's been like when we ain't had receivers.
Yep.
Pinkston. I hate to throw shots. I don't know. I ain't going to say no more names.
Ike's teammate. Yep.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
My bad.
James Thrash.
Hank Baskin wasn't your teammate.
I didn't do this. Gracious, man. But we have been begging for receivers. We have been begging for somebody other than Westbrook to catch it out the backfield. You know what I'm saying? So pardon me if I want us to have competent balance. Now, Ike, you said something about would he want to be like it is with the Ravens. Pardon me, but Jackson threw for 4,000 yards last year, 3,800 year before that. So I'm pretty sure if we
what did his number one receiver have?
But I guarantee you, the running back still ran for 1,900, and you threw for 4,100.
I think Zay Flowers barely had over 1,000 yards.
He had 74 catches for 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
four touchdowns.
Was AJ Brown. So you mean to tell me that we can get Jalen, or not just Jalen, if you can get the coach to balance the offense out and throw the ball around and just have a complete, competent-looking offense, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have these problems. See, what they telling A.J. Brown to do is, hey.
But, C.J., how long are we gonna make pretend?
Jalen's not going to change yet. Jalen's going to be Jalen. Jalen's not
but
Lamar.
It ain't just about Jalen, because we've seen it happen. What I'm saying is, y'all asking A.J. Brown, we're saying, hey, we're going to invite some chicks over.
Mm-hmm.
We invite chicks over, and I'm looking at the girl that's left for me, and y'all tell me, hey, it'll be all right. No, y'all telling me to get drunk.
It'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, put those beer goggles on, and it will be all right.
Spike and Jack know what I'm talking about, because they talk about the adult people on the
Look, I saw it on a billboard.
Let's
I saw it on a billboard.
Around.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, y'all. Hey,
y'all were quick to respond. Yeah, they looked at me like I should know.
I hit the drops.
I'm hesitant to ask what this is about.
No, Yoshi mentioned Alexis Texas. I had heard of her. I can. She's an adult film star.
There's a big billboard right on 95.
Yeah. Everybody knows what this billboard is.
Yeah, well, I pass it driving home.
Yeah, Elliot turns around. Looks at it twice.
Yeah.
Was it a Bluetooth infomercial?
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for the call, CJ. But by the way, he said something there that I totally agree with. The just 4-0, be happy with that is not. I'm sort of confused as to who we were supposed to be as Eagles fans. Mm. I spent years around Yankees fans. Do you think that they were ever happy with regular season wins? Never. Patriots fans are never happy with that. They have one standard. They cared about one thing. Is the team good enough to win a championship? That's it. And if you look at the four wins and you say, that is the only standard it should be judged by. Is the team I saw a team that is good enough to win the Super Bowl? I thought that's who we were now. I thought we were the gold standard franchise. We're an elite franchise. We're talking about being a dynasty. And everyone thinks, oh, we just won the Super Bowl last year. I don't care. That was last year. If we're supposed to be the franchise in the NFL, then the standard is a Super Bowl this year. That is the way those other franchises operate. You have and I'll bring up the Yankees again because they've won, 27 championships. They want the manager fired.
Nonsense
09, correct. They want the manager fired. They want the general manager fired. Aaron Judge, Nick Costos came on here, called him a loser.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking Aaron Judge in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's one of the best hitters of our lifetime. So the wins are important, but
I'm trading half this Phillies team.
Yes.
Aaron
Judge. Come on, it's Red October.
What's his big moment?
It's Red October.
My bad. I just got caught up in that.
Yeah, it's Red October.
Big drop
in
the World
Series.
Yeah,
he didn't have a home run 3 years ago. You're right.
I was about to say.
So,
but I mostly agree with what you're saying. I think so they have to play better. I do think they're playing better than CJ and maybe you are insinuating.
So
they've played four hard teams. The teams that teams they've beaten are 7-2 and they haven't played the Eagles. Like, so I agree they've not
good knowledge there.
Thank you. I agree that they have not played at their best, and I don't think they've played to their potential. But there's not many teams you can point to that are playing better.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you there. I said the same thing yesterday, but I also don't care that they're better than the Commanders.
No, I get that. Yes. But also then that's the question of what's most important. Like, do we want them to be the best version of themselves, or do they just have to be the best team this year? You know, so I don't know the answer. And also, I think there's a
Until this year is over, they need to be the best version of themselves.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Well, and I also think there's a perception that they're like on thin ice because of how they're playing. Like, they're not, you know, this could crack at any moment. And it could. Like, if they're unhappy in the building, like, who knows? But I actually view it a different way that every time they win, like, the ice gets thicker. Like, the collapse in 2023, they had so many chances to recover from that because they kept winning early on in the season. So as long as they're still winning, you know, I think it matters how they play. I enjoy the roller coaster of each week. But they really only just have to play their best football, like, in the playoffs.
So, yes. But here's what they have to do in order to get to that point. Home field advantage matters.
For sure.
The record in the season does matter. They just don't roll out the football and they just gonna go win games.
Agreed.
There has to be a way to get AJ more involved so that he's happy in the offense. Would y'all agree with that? Like that? If we're talking about,
I would think so.
If we're talking about optimizing this team's potential, right, and being the best they can be, he has to be on board with it.
Yes.
This isn't this thing this week. This is not being on board.
Agreed.
This is separation. So at some point, they got to come together, sit him down, and he's going to have to be okay with the role that he has on the team. They're going to have to do a better job of getting the ball, not just the coaches with your play design, but Jalen, getting him the football. That way you keep the team happy. The rest of the guys on the team are seemingly happy.
Yes.
Right? So if you don't want a force of this magnitude starting to divide, right? Because what happens is that someone, it's like having a family dispute. You may say, oh, I'm staying out of it. It's family. They'll work it out. if it goes on long enough, you're going to find yourself on one side or the other.
Well, you're going to have to pick a side.
Yeah, the family member.
Yeah, so I agree with everything you just said. The only thing that I think based off that is I think they are doing everything they can to get AJ the ball. I agree, like, they have to get AJ the ball. I think they're doing everything they can. The moment, to me, where it's breaking down is when the ball leaves Jalen's hand. And that's what they can't control. Like, they can put in plays all week. Remember the Chiefs game, first play of the game. Should have been a 70-yard touchdown, but the blocks are missed and it doesn't work. So I don't think this is a, let's sit down and figure out how to get AJ more involved. This is like a praying the execution on the field works type of thing.
Okay.
Right? I mean, do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree. Yeah. I agree with you that I believe there are plays drawn up where AJ is the primary target on there and the execution isn't happening.
Right. Like, what do we think? Kevin Petullo got the job and was like, I know how I'll become a head coach. I'll have AJ run completely different routes than he has in the past. I won't get him the ball. Like, and that'll be my road to success.
I think it has less to do with the coaching part of it.
Why I don't think the tweet was about the coaches.
Right. I'll agree with you on that. What I'm saying is, though, this isn't, to me, something that Jalen needs to feel he needs to fix on his own. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, if you want him to feel like it's not him, but you all want to get the same thing accomplished, that means it has to come together.
It's a good point.
As if we're all trying to get this thing accomplished. Not saying that they haven't been doing it. I'm just saying as it pertains to moving past this situation where AJ tweeted something out after the game. When they sit down and talk with AJ, I hope it is something where it's a meeting of the minds. And it's like, I got you, bro. Like, listen, I know you want to get the ball. I got you. And I've heard too many quarterbacks talk about how they would go up to those star wide receivers and reassure them, I got you. Hang in there with me. I got you. I missed you on that one. I got you. Hang in there with me. Now, I don't know how much of that Jalen does. To where you got to sort of soothe and massage guys' ego. That's part of being a quarterback.
Well, and that's why I think, on a surface level, their relationship does matter.
Yeah.
You know, like,
because
Because Jalen has to be invested in AJ and how AJ feels.
And we do see clips of Jalen on the sideline going up to people. Like, they do put those out there.
Yep.
I mean, I just haven't seen them of AJ. Like, maybe they're just not putting them out there, but.
Well, believe me, if they existed, they would.
Yeah, right. People would be pointing at them. One more AJ thing,
and then we can move on. Yeah. But so AJ presumably is going to talk tomorrow. Like, we don't know, but I would assume.
Just in the locker room.
In the locker room, yeah.
Same time as Jalen's press conference?
Well, that'll be interesting. But I'll be at AJ's locker. I can tell you that much.
Well, we know you'll be there.
Yeah, front and center. But we'll see what he says. But if he comes out and says, like, it was about the media or whatever, that would be disappointing. Like, to your point, he knows what the reaction to this has been, and he's allowed the reaction to sit out there for 2 days. So if tomorrow he tries to paint it as it's not about anybody, it's not like, you know what the reaction's been. You know what you did caused. So I think tomorrow he does owe us some answers on how he truly feels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he cannot say it's about someone in particular.
I agree with that.
He cannot do that. So he can stick to his guns and say it's not about anybody in particular. That would be the advice I would give.
That's
going to create more of an issue.
Agreed.
If it's the quarterback, the coordinators, or what have you, like, that's where we can't expect him to be brutally honest. If it happens...
I just think there's a world I just think there's a world where he says it's about the media, because if, you know, I'm not listened to, like, I shrug my shoulders and walk out. And if it's about the media, he should have clarified that 48 hours. I don't think it is either, but I'm getting ahead of this if he says it tomorrow.
Let me get ahead of it too. everybody down there. It ain't about the media. This ain't about us.
I agree.
This ain't about us.
He now, better not say it's about
that's
the media.
The point.
They may wish we had stopped talking about it.
Yes.
But it's not about us.
And us specifically, by the way. Like, yes. It's the national media. Yes. Like, yeah.
Yes, I meant us. It's the evil WIP.
Well, the best
media
thing,
guys.
The best thing he can do, honestly, would be to take it on himself. He could say, it was about me. I didn't play as well as I wanted to. The offense isn't as good as I want it to be. I get frustrated. That would be...
If you were him, would you just pray you have a good game against the Broncos and wait till then?
Oh, as far as talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Well,
I don't like. Obviously, I hope that's not the route he takes. But if he's not in the locker room all week,
it's not good for what we do. But if he's not ready from a mind state to address this, and he feels he may say something because he doesn't want to play the mental gymnastics game of trying not to step on anybody's toes. Yeah, I would wait till I go out and have a big game Sunday and speak after the game.
Because then it's one question. It's how about the tweet last week? I was in a bad mood, but hey, we got it back on track today. But the tough thing is to look ahead. The Broncos are one of the best pass defenses in the NFL.
He's going to get Patrick Surtain.
He's going to get Patrick Surtain all game. So to what you've been saying, both you guys, about trying to force it to him, talk about a terrible week to feel like you got to force it to AJ.
Yeah.
No, we can't do that this week.
There was
force that thing to Devontae.
Yeah, Devontae's big game. Then he'll be quoting scripture afterwards.
Yeah. So, when we did the Jordan Mailata show last night, he mentioned an issue with the offense that I haven't heard anybody mention before. Yeah. He seemed like he was doing it, like he went in thinking that he wanted to talk about it. Here's what he said is an offensive issue that we haven't discussed yet.
We just don't have enough urgency. So, this week, that is my... that's going to be my emphasis as a leader on this team, especially for the O-line, because it starts with us, is that we need to break that huddle faster. Shoot, don't care if we don't even get the play. Let's just get to the line, and Jalen can tell us the play while we're at the line. Mm-hmm. Let's just get set.
Was that an issue last year, or is this like something you're just now, like a new thing you've had to deal with?
I think it wasn't an issue last year. I think it could have used a lot more work last year that we could have made it an emphasis, which we were. Mm-hmm. I just think this year we kind of slacking off, and we got to pick up that urgency just so we can play free, man. I'm tired of breaking the clock, and we have no seconds to make calls.
So what he was saying was, and the urgency, if you missed the context, was getting into the huddle quicker so you can get the call quicker so you can line up quicker. Now, I haven't noticed this when I was watching, but he mentioned we're lining up with 14 seconds and that's not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. So it is getting back to the huddle quicker, get Jalen calling the play quicker so they can get to the line quicker. I hadn't thought about that. When we talked to him before, I kind of want to know what the number is he's thinking about, honestly. At what point during the play clock do you want to be lined up? And then, I can imagine having as much time on the line, to diagnose what the defense is doing as possible is probably what's best for them.
And then also... is the issue guys aren't getting back to the huddle in time, or is the play call not like? Is the issue?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is the issue with the call not coming in fast enough?
Right, so they're in the huddle waiting for the play call.
Yeah.
I thought he said something about guys running back to the huddle.
Yes, I thought it was about getting back to the huddle. It was
because
he
used the word
the
urgency.
Yes.
Too,
yeah.
Right.
Like. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. These receivers are running routes.
Right? Yes.
They run 20, 30 yards down the field. It's easy for Jordan to get back to the huddle from 5 yards than it is AJ, who just ran, he didn't run 30 yards.
Well,
down
I was going to say, AJ and Devontae run 40 yards with the ball sailing over their head. They're probably not sprinting back to find out the run blocking scheme for the next play.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Speaking of we've talked so much about the passing, the running game has not been good this year. And Saquon is averaging 3 yards a carry, which is crazy. Landon Dickerson, his take it for whatever you want. His Pro Football Focus scores have not been very good this year. Is there any, could he be hurting the team by playing hurt? Do we know anything about his physical, like where he is physically, if he's getting better, if he, because I think that's going to be a big, especially if they have to run inside. We're talking about them more running inside because they have they're trying to cut off the edges for Saquon. I just wonder where Landon is physically.
Yeah, so Landon's not been around a ton in the locker room this year. I feel like the most time I've spent with Landon was with you on the players' lounge. Yeah. So I think physically, he's always been somebody that looks like he's kind of laboring a little bit. Yeah, like
he gets up slow.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's hard to tell. You know, I feel like because of the Mailata show and the Players Lounge, I've spent a ton of time around offensive linemen recently, and they keep telling me it's the execution up front. So I tend to believe them, but, you know, you brought up some Saquon stats, and, like, he's last in the league right now in average yards after contact. He is, you know, there's a bunch of stats. He's last in forced missed tackles or, like, near the bottom, bottom five. I mean, there are stats that indicate it is Saquon more than maybe our eyes tell us. Because when I watch Saquon, he doesn't look different to me. And maybe I'm biased because I saw him in training camp and other people didn't. But he looked unbelievable in training camp. Like, he was running and, like, he looked great. But it is what it is. It can't all be the blocking. And the numbers the numbers also indicate once he's getting hit. And I know all hits aren't the same. Like, another running back could have one guy where Saquon has two. Like, but he's not breaking the tackles he used to break last year, statistically. So I tend to believe it's the offensive line, but the longer it goes on, maybe we're just being naive to the fact that we're just witnessing what happens to all running backs after they have those touches.
Well, we said this. We said this all offseason. It's no secret there. I just also realized that it was a lot of times, he didn't get touched until he was past the line
for
of scrimmage.
Sure. Yeah.
So the holes were bigger for him last year.
Mm-hmm. I thought Sunday, it was the first time not being able to run the ball really hurt them. Mm-hmm. Like, the first three games, they were able to win and move the ball to an extent. They had to try to ice that game away Sunday, and they've been so good at it in the past. You think about the Ravens game, like a 12-minute drive in the fourth quarter. Those possessions they had on the second half were like 2 minutes, 52 mm-hmm. seconds, a minute and a half. And the reason that's happening is because you're not getting good yardage on first and second down because you can't run the ball, and then you have to throw it on third, so the clock stops.
And by the way, this is where the passing game
can help.
It's supposed to help.
Agreed.
Like, Saquon coming off of the year he had last year shouldn't be second in the league in carries. I mean, he's three carries.
That's a good point. Yeah.
He's three carries behind Josh Jacobs, who also had a great year last year. Oh, who, by the way, is also averaging 3 yards a carry.
And by the way, it's not like they've had huge leads. Like, let's not act like they're
playing. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So they're running the ball in, like, even situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they're using him too much.
Well, and the other pass game, and I mentioned this to Jordan yesterday, Saquon is facing 8-man boxes way more than he did last year. The numbers show it. It was 23% of his rushes last year. It's 37% this year. Mm-hmm. That's a big jump.
That's a big jump.
You know, that's a big jump. And that is when it comes back to the pass game. Why haven't they been able to throw the ball more effectively?
And I obviously execution matters, but this was my concern with the Kevin Petullo hire, is that, like, is there going to be a fresh idea if this isn't working after 4 or 5 weeks? Like, you can't be one block away for 17 weeks. Like, sooner or later, you got to try something else. If that block's not happening, then you got to stop running the play where you can't get that block. And so that, you know, we'll see if the offense can turn around. But Petullo and Nick, like, this is the challenge for the coaching staff, too, is having a counterpunch to what has been a clear adjustment from the other defenses.
The players have to be better also.
100%.
They just do. Like,
100%.
They can draw up the schemes, but it's the players that make the schemes go. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's true, and if Saquon has lost a step or whatever, and he's not the same as he was last year, then guess what? We can't lean on him as frequently as we did last year. The offense can't be based around Saquon. That's why you got $60 million tied up in your receivers and tight ends out there in a $55 million quarterback. We should be able to throw the ball.
And by the way,
we should be able to throw the ball.
We shouldn't have two halves in consecutive games where we have negative
net passes. It's crazy how inconsistent they've been. Yeah. Like, unbelievable one half. But this is maybe an offseason topic. Like, whatever benefits they maybe feel they got from that Saquon extension, like, he's not, like, the giving that dude $35 million fresh is not looking great 4 weeks into
this. Listen, Don't start bad-mouthing Saquon.
I'm not bad-mouthing Saquon, but I'm just
saying. This show?
Saquon deserved every penny he
I
got.
I agree with that, but it,
the extra money, we won the Super Bowl, the guy sacrificed his body.
I agree, and it was a nice thank you check. But you just don't see Jeffrey do it often, is the point.
Well, he deserved it,
He did, but...
They should have done what the Clippers did. They should have had somebody else give him the money.
Dude,
after
by the way, you
want to
talk about, like, hopefully Pablo never comes after the Eagles.
Yes,
like, talk about
yes.
relentless.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but you know
come
what?
Come after the Phillies, though.
Might not...
Yeah, take them down.
Well, the Dodgers will do that.
Might not prove to do anything, by the way. I would bet that the league doesn't do anything to the Clippers.
I agree, because they don't want to open this can of worms where owners doing things behind
them. They want this to go away.
Kwai on it yesterday was electric. Yeah, that's a complicated question. He's just like, no.
Yeah. So thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Go Birds Daily is a must listen.
Happy National Podcast Day.
Yes. Is it National Podcast
it
Day?
It is.
Oh, happy National Podcast Day, guys.
So download the Go Birds
podcast. Yeah.
I was going to say top two podcasts in the company right here.
Yeah.
High Hopes and Go Birds.
No, I know. It's like,
only
I know.
Two podcasts. Only in a company.
Well, now the whole company.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole company.
Sports.
Yeah.
Local
now,
sports
if you were
pod.
To look at Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia and everyone's right, Ricky Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, we got a top.
I'm so sorry.
He's the best ever doing it.
Sorry.
Did you see the venue?
I know.
Did you see the lottery?
Well, look. Yeah, in all seriousness, it is one of the best podcasts of all time.
I don't even think it's
a debate.
Well, of course, you guys' podcast couldn't fill up a damn.
I know. Yeah, it didn't. Yeah.
Lucky you still have the podcast, frankly.
Don't make us bring back Clap Your Hands.
Yeah.
You won't be selling out any more Sixers venues after that.
Yeah. Like,
I forgot about clapping.
You clap your hands. Yeah.
Right. Have a nice one.
Elliot came from my throat.
Yeah, I missed. Yeah.
All right. Jordan Mailata joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.